What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, Charm fans? We're breaking down episode 12, You're Dead to Me, another great episode title. We find out more about Macy, clearly not a normal upbringing as a baby. I'm so glad we get the backstory. She ends up having to summon a necromancer for more information. I can't really blame her, although it got really creepy in typical Charmed fashion. Everything was wild, and we're breaking it all down right now, so don't go away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? You're not dead to us. Don't worry. We're all witchy here. We're all still well and alive. An exciting episode to break down. Before we get into it, I'm Steph Sabrime, joined by the lovely Kamisha Latour.
Hello, guys.
Wow, a lot happened this episode. This is kind of the episode I've been waiting for, filling the spaces of what we didn't know, what we need to know, and kind of where we're going the rest of the season. A lot happened clearly with Macy being in this depressed state. So we're going to talk about where kind of the sisters were after this break, this little hiatus we had for a few weeks. And Harry's storyline and kind of the monster of the week, which is the necromancer, and Alistair and Lucy and tie up the loose ends there. And then we'll have our very special segment where we break down the coinciding OG Charmed episode and kind of compare it in whatever way that we can tie it to this episode, and have some predictions for you and some exciting news and gossip as well.
Yes.
Before we get into it, though, I'm Steph. I introduced myself. Sorry, guys. It's been a long Sunday, and happy President's Weekend, by the way. What were your overall thoughts?
Overall, I thought this, and I do believe the episode, the show is getting better more, like, every week. This episode, I thought, has been the strongest out of all, like, the whole season. I really did enjoy Macy's performance, Madeline's performance in this episode. And then I just felt like we were given more clarity on everything that's sort of been kind of like a secret for us, like with everything around Macy and Harry. So everything is like really coming together is how I feel. I really did enjoy this episode.
Yeah, I agree. I think the actors are getting the acting's never really been the problem. I think it's writing to the actors, because sometimes it takes time to reach kind of this middle ground between what the writers want to convey and what the actors can convey with the storyline. So I think that I'm excited to see where they go, because this was the most full-bodied episode for me. Like, sometimes in the past we've missed either character development or things move too fast. In this one, I felt like the storylines that needed to kind of come to a close quickly, like Harry and his son, did in a way that made sense and felt appropriate, and it felt like it gave it a good ending. And then with things like Macy, it's taken kind of just long enough where I'm like, I really need to know. We need to know, like, what's going to happen with the sisters, why Marisol never saw her. Because I started to be like, what the heck? There's no excuse not to see your daughter.
You just send your daughter off, like, 2 or 4 years old, her age.
You guys, thanks for joining us in the chat. I see a lot of you in here. I know that we're all upset that they'll be off for another few weeks, but we love to have your insight in this conversation. It makes it so much better for all of us. And Kamisha actually has a note to you guys as well.
Yes. So, hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. For us to continue to grow, we do need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so that you can hop in on the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we do. So just don't forget to tell your friends and keep coming back to hear more about your favorite shows.
Yeah, and I know a lot of us were OG Charm fans, so it's taken, we've really wanted to be sold on Charm, but the more that we interact about Charmed and even build up this after show, that actually does affect how the show happens a lot of the times with AfterBuzz. Big shows, we have good connections with a lot of the TV shows and it ends up really playing beneficial for everyone.
Yeah.
But Macy's storyline was so awesome. Yes. This episode. I think this was a storyline where they did such a good job of playing to a kind of like a witch story, but also real life issues. And in that, I mean, I think that her dealing with this realization that she is like a demon essentially, where she says it's like no matter what I do I can't escape this darkness, it draws this really good parallel between what Macy is experiencing in depression. Yeah. In my eyes.
Yeah.
Did you kind of see that?
Now that you're saying it, I do see it. I saw it in a different way of what she mentioned directly was the fact of, you know, Macy's really scientific.
Yeah.
She's really into science, so the fact that she was brought back from the dead, she knows that that's not a natural thing, and she just feels this as if she's just walking unnatural thing. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like she's not supposed to be alive.
It
and she's really into that because she's into science. So but I think you make a valid point around just walking around feeling like you're in darkness, and I know that is, depression can get you there.
Because even when the part that hit hard, I think, just I've had friends who suffer from depression. It's like things are going great for me. Like I have Galvin in my life. I finally am reunited with my sisters. Mm-hmm. I have a roof over my head. This and this. She's healthy, but she still feels horrible.
Yeah.
And that is what depression is. Mm-hmm. Like you could have everything. And that's what people don't understand. Even if someone has everything, like celebrities, oftentimes they're suffering with really deep demons, pun intended.
Yeah. And then I think it also made sense around how her family, how her sisters were trying to like cheer her up, and she was just not about
mm-hmm.
it. Like you just couldn't break her out of it, which again also talks to depression.
Yeah,
sometimes you just don't want to get
yeah.
out of bed. Like you don't want to do anything.
Totally.
Yeah.
And she finds out that she was resurrected by a necromancer. So, and the part of the deal was that Marisol could bring Macy back to life because she had died if there was a price to be paid, some sort of sacrifice. And that ended up being where her family could be happy for 2 years, but after that she couldn't lay eyes on Macy or else Macy would die. That is a relief. It's so depressing, but it's a relief that that was the reason. That they couldn't see each other.
Okay, yeah. Because we didn't know.
Yeah,
what it was.
I was like, what the heck,
yeah.
Marisol?
But it sucks because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure within those 2 years, you're just waiting like, oh man, like in a few days, I'm not going to be able to lay eyes on my own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That is sad.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
Also, what was kind of weird, and I wonder if we're going to get more of it, is we saw the dad, obviously, but who is he? What's, like,
yeah.
What does he do? How did he meet Marisol? Was he in part of the deal? Did he leave the family because he couldn't deal with that after mm-hmm. 2 years? Was he a warlock? Like, what do you think? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I think he's immortal. Like, that's just what I'm feeling, but obviously it could be different. But yeah, I want to know this as well. Like, I wonder where he is and if we'll get to see him. I really do hope we do.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it does play a factor into, I think, Macy's future. But now we know that he's not demon.
Yeah.
So she wasn't born half demon, which was some of the predictions that a lot of people in this chat actually thought. And I thought that could have been
too.
It.
Yeah.
But I love the part where Harry kind of connected with her on a similar experience where he was brought back by the elders to become a white lighter. And kind of what you were talking about, how cheating death is, can cause like an identity crisis. But obviously, Harry has been able to move forward with it. We see him struggle with it again, but I think for the most part in his life, he's led the best of his abilities.
Yeah, and I think it was a beautiful way to sort of tie in just reminding ourselves of our own purpose and just knowing, you know, why we're here. And I think speaking to Macy, you know, her being in her darkness, you know, he reminded her like, well, you're a charmed one, so remember that, and that hopefully will get you through it all.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice.
Billie Jean Girl 24 in the chat, what's up, said, how do we know that was even true about Macy's whole story that she told? The necromancer could have been lying. Maybe Marisol, what is it? Marisol could have seen her. That's true. But I don't know. I think when they make deals, it seems pretty serious.
Yes. And then also, I do feel like if we're seeing the flashback, whatever that flashback is, must be the truest.
Yeah, but it's
because
true.
We didn't hear it from the Nancy. We just saw it in the flashback.
Yeah,
the sacrifice.
But she was a trickster indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's an interesting thought. I think there's definitely still parts of this story that are being told, and we won't find them all out.
Yeah,
but throughout the season, we will. We got a good amount from her about Macy, though. And she ends up summoning her, the one who brought her back, and we'll get into that storyline after, but let's get into Maggie. So she's going to the spotlight party. Have you ever heard of one of these?
I've never heard
you
of
haven't?
That. No, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, so it really exists.
It does. So basically in Greek life in college, they have a bunch of themed parties. One of them of which is the stoplight party. So like Lucy was describing, that's true. Like if you wear yellow, like you don't really, like you're like kind of in a complicated, or you might not be looking. If you're green, like you're really like, I am thirsting for whatever it may be. And if you're in red, like you're like not interested right now.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of those
parties? No, I actually despise that
it's
idea.
It's so weird. Yeah. I just really, it's TMI. Like, I don't need you knowing about my life.
Well, it's just
yellow. Like, it's complicated.
I just feel like there's no winning color. Whatever color you're wearing, I'm judging. You know?
Yeah.
But when she goes to the party, she has this interesting scene between her and Parker. And I don't know, like, I feel for Parker because we do know more about, obviously, he really screwed with her. And like she said, like, you gaslighted me, you lied to me, you made me feel crazy. Now I can never be in a relationship again, like, with these trust issues. And I feel that. Mm-hmm. Like, all of us are carrying some sort of baggage from one relationship or the other. Mm-hmm. But a part of me really feels for Parker. What's your stance on Parker?
Yes, I feel for him. Because we do know that he's actually really good. But I'm with Maggie. It's going to take time. The guy brought a necklace, put it on her to, like, suck
drain
all
her.
Their powers. Like, that? No, that is crazy.
Yeah.
We need some time to heal. But
you know we'll what, Kamisha? This is why you're the best co-panelist, because I needed that reminder. That was so bad. That was bad. Yeah. But I'm glad. They do have really good chemistry.
They do.
So it's hard, but you're right. We can't just forgive something like that.
It takes time. Like that's a lot. I would have trust issues around that.
Yeah. Yeah. On the flip side, Mel meets with Nico, and there's still that chemistry. It's never going to go away. Mm-hmm. And we get a little bit of a flashback in the beginning of kind of how the spell to erase their memories of each other, for Nico's side at least, happened. And it is really sad. But I still think, like, there are holes. Like, there's always prices to be paid in spells like that. And clearly Nico still, like, she was describing how she felt like something was missing. It was clearly the part of Mel in her life.
Oh, yeah. And then she felt like it was a deja vu. So she must be getting some glimpse of their memory in some way.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she'll ever get it back. I wonder if it's going to lead to that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious to see, because Nico's clearly on this investigation with the Sarcana and kind of figuring out more. And then Mel had that scar there.
Yeah.
So she's finding out a little bit more. And I think it's a mixed situation, because part of it is she's intrigued by Mel because she's on this investigation. But I think there's part, like, just a pure intrigue Mel.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what goes on with that. And... that can lead us into Mel going with Harry. Harry is looking for his son, and she says that she'll help him find him.
Which is so nice of her.
So nice. What do you think of this scene? Were you worried coming into this that we were going to lose Harry because he did finally come out and say he can't be their white lighter anymore?
No.
Okay.
I feel like Harry is so connected to the sisters that... there's no way he's going to be able to walk away that easy. I understand his love for his child and wants to be there, and doesn't want to sort of risk their lives as well. But I just can't imagine Harry not being their white lighter anymore.
I agree. And it would just be stupid by the writers to write him off.
Yeah.
Because unless, like, obviously sometimes it happens where they have different roles and there's filming schedules, but he has such a good connection with those three, and we don't know if that could be done again.
Yeah.
And he just fit. He's a comedic relief. He's also compassionate to their situation, and he is a good teacher.
Yes.
So we need him, and I'm glad he got his moment with his son. It was really, really sad and so short.
It was so sad. I held back my tears, but it was a really emotional time for me. I mean, the fact that he didn't get to see his son grow up, and now his son is an elder now. Well, not the actual elder, but, you know, an old man. It was just sad, and like, you just missed his whole life. But I mean, he had duties.
Yeah.
There was a sweet moment between the two of them.
It was. He was married in this life, and his son was named Carter. So, I mean, how mature of you to realize, like, that was good enough for me.
Yeah.
I need to be your guys' white lighter.
Yeah. There really isn't anything... Like, he didn't need to take care of him because he's clearly taking care of himself, so.
Carlos Hernandez in the chat, hi, says, makes it easier for the white lighters not to be distracted if they knew their past. Yeah, I guess that's the conclusion he came to, that now that he knows, he can focus on that.
True.
Let's get into the most exciting part, which is the Witch of the Week, or the Monster of the Week. And this is Nancy. Mm-hmm. The necromancer, she comes in and she's like, you just, like, I've been running from someone. You just made me such an easy target. And basically says that what I liked about the scene was that we got to know more about Macy through her. And she had an interesting conversation about kind of like the elders, but it ended up confusing me at the end. What was your initial thoughts of her when she came in from... the flashback we saw of her resurrecting Macy to kind of her new look now. Did you still think... because when I first saw her, I thought she was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I saw her again, I was like, I don't know. Like, she seems normal.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that she was even as evil looking in the beginning. She looked totally innocent and sweet. And I had no sort of thoughts running through my mind as if she was a demon. So I was shocked.
Me too. But I love the part that she tells Macy she's telekinetic, so she can do stuff with her mind. Instead of like snapping the mouse's neck, she could kill the mouse with her mind, which is so cool and creepy at the same time. But we knew Macy was going to be the most powerful. That's what a lot of us thought. I thought she was going to be the most, like, brute force powerful, kind of like Prue was in the original.
I thought part of it has to do with the fact that she is half demon, that she would be able to pretty much tap into what she can. So, and that's what makes her, I guess, more powerful mm-hmm. is the fact that she does have that darkness in her. Yeah. She can go there. And yeah. She went there.
Yeah. Yeah. What was kind of really interesting, and then as her plot developed with Nancy got confusing, was the line that stuck out to me the most was when she said, "When those in power spread lies long enough, people believe them." Of course, this was in reference to the elders spreading lies about necromancers and that they're not actually bad, but they give them the bad rep. This obviously plays to a bigger metaphor of what is going on today. And on across the board on every side, but especially in the White House, we do see a lot of times where people consistently say these things and then it becomes fact to a lot of people. Yeah. And it's so, so dangerous mm-hmm. when you abuse that position of power.
Exactly. And then you have the media, and the media turns it into something like just glorifies it. Mm-hmm. And now it's an international crisis.
Yeah. But it's interesting because obviously we find out that in this case, the elders weren't lying about necromancers.
The funny thing is when she mentioned that, I thought of the Circanas. And I thought like, oh, yeah, here are the elders. They're continuing to just put this bad label on everyone that goes against whatever the rule they have. And I totally thought she was innocent, but I guess the elders were right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's still true. I don't know where the writers are going with the elders. I do think everyone in every position of power can go wrong.
Yeah.
Oh. Like you're not always right. So maybe it's more of a dimensional type of situation with the elders, that they have good intentions, which is what I think, mm-hmm. but they are so scared of losing order that they become dangerous.
True. But I do wonder why they didn't want, because when we see in the flashback, we see that Nancy said, like, I think she mentioned that, oh, if the elders knew what you were doing, like, this is wrong. Am I making that up?
Macy to Nancy?
No, in the flashback at the beginning, I think Nancy, when she popped up, she was like, oh, it's the elders. But then the elders resurrected Harry.
But so, they made him
So it was a little confusing to me, because if they go against, if they're not for resurrecting people, but they resurrected Harry to become a white lighter.
Yeah, that's a good point. Chat, what do you guys think about that with the elders? Do you think that we kind of have hypocrisy with them in general, or do you think that they are against necromancers? Mm-hmm. And, or someone who just brought this up in the chat, they said, oh, boss at home, maybe not all necromancers are bad. Yeah, you could be right. Maybe we're overgeneralizing now too.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's confusing. I'm really excited to see the elder storyline.
Same.
Because they're confusing and they piss me off. And I think they get it wrong a lot of the time. And that leads to the person chasing Nancy. The witch that's been chasing Nancy comes into play. This is where we see Macy step up her game too. And Nancy tells her that she has to kill the witch. Mm-hmm. Basically, she's been chasing her whole life. And she makes up this lie that she brought back her husband. Yeah. But it ended up being where the witch said she made the deal for eternal youth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For eternal youth, everybody she helps turns into a demon.
Yeah.
Okay, so Macy?
Yes. She could become a demon any second.
It's so creepy. Yeah. And the witch, Nancy was so convincing, because I was like,
the way the witch came in, and then the way Nancy came in, it was like, sweet girl, not so sweet girl. This one must be bad person, and that was just bad of me to just generalize.
Yeah,
she came in ready to fight.
So seriously,
it was
like in motion.
Yes. Yeah. So I thought the writers did a great job with
I was I mean, I knew there was gonna be some sort of thing that happened, but I was genuinely tricked in that sense that the witch wasn't bad, but Chasing Vengeance also is not very good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really cool scene between, and Maggie brought this up, between Macy and Parker, because Macy has this moment where she's really like, has this like Anakin Skywalker moment where she's like, do I choose the dark side and just kill this witch, or can I control myself?
Yeah.
Parker talks her down, surprisingly. Thank God he did.
Yes.
That would have been such regret if she killed her.
Yeah. And I wonder if they're going to perhaps have a stronger bond because they both are going through the same thing. Because Parker is half demon and so is Macy. So yeah. I wonder if they'll sort of confine in each other kind of a little bit. They did it a little bit in this episode.
Yeah, and that did, but it kind of does open that storyline.
Yeah.
Macy goes to Parker's mom after and kind of makes this deal where it's like, I know you've been studying my blood, my DNA. If we get the demon out of me, then we'll get it out of Parker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
Me too.
Because I've always thought that the mom is not bad, but she obviously did some sketch stuff, like sampling people's DNAs is not cool without their consent.
Yeah.
Reminder, nothing is cool without consent.
Yes.
Gotta throw that PSA in whenever I can, you know? Mm-hmm. anything else on this episode? Oh, lastly, though, actually, Alistair working with Lucy.
Oh, yes.
We
came out of nowhere.
Yeah. We both were like, what the heck?
Yeah. She clearly must be manipulated.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it, the way she was acting just didn't seem like she was fully in herself.
That's true.
It seemed like she was being controlled.
It did, but it also makes sense. Like, she was dating Parker.
Mm.
She is been a part of the storyline still, even though she's not really needed.
Right?
So, but it is true. She looked kind of hypnotized.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes she looks like that. I don't know. Yeah.
So you think she was sort of working with Parker's dad from the beginning, Alistair from the beginning?
Maybe, but she did kind of look hypnotized, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put it past Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as soon as she finished the Skype call, she was like ready with her Kappa girl.
True.
So I don't know. That was, I love when they end with like something that teases for the next episode
True.
Or what's to come, because we didn't get Alistair this episode.
Exactly. We didn't get Galvin either.
I know.
I miss him.
Well, Galvin couldn't have been there. If he saw Macy like that,
yeah, he would have
like,
freaked.
Babe, seriously, stop. You're going to kill someone. Billie Jean Girl says Lucy's eyes were black. Did anyone notice? No. I'll have to play that back if that's true.
Are you saying to the at the moment when she was
Skyping
trying to kill? Oh, Lucy.
Lucy,
not
yeah.
Macy.
Yeah, Lucy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, okay.
That's why I felt I thought she was hypnotized.
Okay, so she's being compelled.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Any final thoughts on the episode?
Aside from, I'm just excited to see where this continues to go because
Me
it's
too.
Getting better each week.
Yeah, you guys keep being involved in the conversation. Keep your comments coming after. Like, let's get our predictions out there because I love to hear your guys's.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
We'll save our predictions until after our special segment. But I want to hear your guys's predictions. Let's get into our special segment.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, there we go.
The witch's cackle. Yes, Bree Phipps. This is obviously where we break down the Charmed OG episode 12 of season 1.
Yeah, so this episode, so it's episode 12 of season 1 of the original Charmed. It's titled Wendigo, written by Constance M. Burge and Edith Swenson, and it aired on February 4th, 1999. So, tipped off by a man whose fiance has been killed in a grisly manner, Andy teams up with FBI agent Fallon to hunt down this vicious creature that is feasting on people's hearts, and that's the Wendigo. The Wendigo attacked Piper and ended up sort of like tainting her, and Piper, a couple of days later, turns into a beast or the creature. But luckily, the Charm sisters are there to cure her. Also in this episode, Prue's efforts to keep the auction house afloat becomes a challenge when Phoebe has a vision of a dead kidnapped victim who may still be alive. This episode connected, I felt, to this episode of the Charmed reboot. Because with Harry at first thought his son was dead, or he didn't know he had a son.
Yeah.
And he went to go and find him. And also in this episode, I mean, Phoebe doesn't have a daughter, but she went to go and look for this young girl who was thought to have been dead, but went to go and find her and ended up finding her and bringing her back to her mom. Mm, yeah. And actually, this was really sweet because it was Christina Milian who played the daughter.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you guys know Christina Milian. So it was a nice episode. I would feel like that was the way they connected. There wasn't a beast.
Also, kind of, though, in the sense, like you said, Piper was starting to turn. And if you guys remember, when she was turning, she became, like, super nasty. Like,
yeah.
Was really snappy. And yes. Just, like, she was, like, physically becoming gross. But if we want to, like, kind of a stretch, Macy is kind of turning. Like, she's, like, pulling from this darker side where she's... It's harder to control.
True.
So yeah. Even though Piper knew, like, you could see it in her face, she knew she was being not herself.
Yeah.
She couldn't really control it because she was tainted.
Yeah, that's a great point.
It was a good episode. Mm-hmm. I remember being like, ugh, like, yes. She was so itchy and, like, growing the hair on her arm.
Yeah, it was so gross.
such a good episode. And yeah. I remember these episodes so well, especially when... They had, like, a physical creature in it because mm-hmm. the makeup then, Charmed really did well for the time.
I agree. I'm always surprised in each episode that I watch that the makeup was just always on point. Like,
yeah.
they really did a good job
for
of
that
making us
time.
Believe that. Yeah.
Because that, like, obviously some of them are kind of funny, and the Wendigo in this one, like, hobbled, I think, a little bit, but... I mean, if you think of the time that was made, there was really, it was like the first of like before CGI. Yeah. So it was awesome. Great. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Let's do our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So it is announced that Charmed is officially been greenlit a season 2.
Woo!
I'm so happy because this means that they don't have to rush storylines, that they don't need to rush. We're actually going to see it play out the way that they want the story to play mm-hmm. out. And I'm really curious because I think there was a time where they didn't know, so you could see the writing kind of reflected that to me. But now I think we'll really get some character development in a way deeper way, because now we can start building this franchise mm-hmm. the way it should be built.
Definitely.
Rebuilt.
And it must be exciting, exciting news and a relief for them, because I know there's just been, at the beginning when it was first premiering, there was just so much backlash.
Yeah.
Of them, you know, like, doing this reboot, and I
didn't think what direction they wanted to go, if they wanted to be, like, social justice warriors
exactly.
or more hit, like, this monster of the week type thing, and I think right now they're hitting a good medium ground.
And I'm starting to see it. In these episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited, you guys. Are you guys excited about the season 2? I see you guys in the chat. A few of you are. I'm glad, because a lot of people are like, I give up, like, if we're not going to get a season 2. But now we have a season 2, so let's see what they do with the skeptics out there. Let's see what they do with the rest of the season.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say for you guys. And now let us get into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Predictions. Okay, there's a lot that I could think of right now, but Kamisha, do you have any on the top of your head?
I think Nico and Mel are going to date.
Ooh.
I think they're going to...
Like, reboot?
Yes. I think they're going to get back
wow.
together, although Nico won't know that they were together at first, but I think I see something going on between them two that I just don't see the writers sort of brushing off and not giving us more. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to date or kiss or something. There's going to be some sort of a love thing sparked.
Do you think that will like reignite her memories if they kiss?
Oh, do you think maybe that might be a part of the spell that we don't know?
Like, I just don't think memories can be erased. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. They're bound to kind of the storylines because we obviously saw the backlash with Mel not being in her position at the school anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I just don't think that you can just forget.
Oh, yeah.
With like, there's clearly missing parts. So I think she could fill in the pieces.
Probably.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's really my only prediction. I mean, I want to see the dad. I want to see Macy's and Maggie's dad, right?
Yeah.
It's Macy Maggie. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I want to find out more about the dad because now we have an image, but who are you? Mm-hmm. I need more. I want to find out more about the elders. I need to find out more about the elders. We've only seen Charity, and then we've seen blurred faces on the rest of them. It's so creepy. And if you're not a creepy organization, I need to see your face. Yeah. and the Sarcana. I want to see their place, especially working with Mel in the future. And if they're going to start working with all the Charmed sisters, that will be really interesting. And then obviously we need to get the demon out of Macy and Parker.
Yeah. And then Maggie and Parker. Yeah. I do want to see what's going to happen with them. And just the moment of them two at the end really stuck with me. The fact that she mentioned, "I don't hate you anymore." That should be enough. I just really love that because sometimes I feel like if we have an issue with someone, we have to immediately forgive them and be like tight with them very quickly. And I just love that she understood that she needs that time to heal.
Yeah.
And that she doesn't hate him, and that should be enough for this time. So I just really love that. And I'm curious to see where they go.
That's a great point. It is true. Forgiveness for me, especially, I feel that it's hard.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with all of a sudden forgiving, but I also don't agree with holding grudges. Yes, you do need to forgive because there's no point of Maggie holding that negativity in her heart. But it's hard.
It is hard. But I just really love that she just understood that she needs that time to heal. But mm-hmm. she forgave him.
Good which point. Is
nice. Yeah.
Good point. Well, I want to give you guys some shout outs before we leave. Boss at Home, Myri Girl 200, Billie Jean Girl 24, Carlos Hernandez, Tony Z, Kristen Carter. You guys rock. Thank you guys for tuning in with us and being a part of the panel. You guys are the best. We will be back in March for the next episode of Charmed. Yeah. Until then, where can we find you?
Guys, it was a pleasure. you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kamisha Latour.
What's up, you guys? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Steph Sabraw, SABRAW. You guys are the witchiest people ever. We love you. We will see you next month.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.